It's Earth Day, plus Game of Thrones comes back this weekend. We tell you where to celebrate outside and find some mead. That's on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of April 22nd, which is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, everybody. I'm Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA, and with me is Josh Rollerson.
Hey, Sarah. Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day. And Rachel Carlson of Yale Pittsburgh.
Yay, Earth.
Yay.
Best
Yay.
Planet of it, them all.
Definitely. Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah. I haven't visited many, if at all.
Aren't you from Mars, though?
I mean, wait.
We're from Venus.
No, you're from Mars, PA, aren't you?
No.
Oh. No, wait, your husband's from...
No.
You have some connection to Mars.
I have no
connection.
Damn it,
connection. You ruined my joke, Rachel.
Sorry.
Other than being otherworldly.
I'm from Erie.
Why did I think that?
You made it up, clearly, in your head, because I know no one from Mars.
Probably. All right, never mind. Scratch
yes.
that. Well,
That's
Erie's
okay.
kind of another planet.
Is it?
Yeah.
It has water. Like the moon.
I don't know enough about Erie,
has.
Wait, they've got Wegmans, so...
Yeah, I know.
It's worth it for
Number
that.
One grocery store in America.
That's true. I saw that.
Right on.
Yeah, it's a good store. Anyway, yeah, Earth Day is going on. And I mean, I think in the almost 100 episodes, which we'll talk about later, that we have done the Social Club podcast, we have probably the most events I have ever seen.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm not sure how we're going to fit them all in.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. We should get to it then.
Yeah, no BSing.
All right. Well, let's just jump in.
Lightning round.
Yeah. So we have to start off this weekend, April Night Market, which the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership puts on. And this is in conjunction with the gallery crawl that happens. So I think this is probably going to be one of the first gallery crawls that actually has some decent weather.
That's true.
Nice warm weather.
The last one was not too.
No.
It was a little.
Yeah,
so
cold. This will be much better in terms of getting out and about and discovering maybe your next favorite gallery, obviously, or not obviously. There are a ton of art galleries downtown that have really cool exhibits.
Through the art crawl, I've discovered the Wood Street Gallery, which is always my favorite to go visit. I feel like they always have the wackiest stuff in there.
That's above the T?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and even the wackiest stuff downstairs at the T station, too. It's like its own art
true.
Exhibit or people study.
Did you go to the one where they had in the Wood Street gallery, they had like some kind of strobe light thing where they had like a whole grid of lights across the ceiling and they were like flashing on and off and they made this really loud cracking noise every time they did?
I saw that one.
Like physically painful almost to be there.
I went to one last summer where it had these, I don't even know what to call them, but these contraptions that would kind of like move and make this like whoom, whoom. And it kind of made me think of the video game Portal and Gladys.
I like that.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Ooh, I need to go.
Yeah.
It sounds very intriguing.
It's video game reference too.
I can go on Friday.
Yeah.
And you can also go to the night market, which will have many Pittsburgh makers in the area at the night market. And you'll also be able to get some delicious food. I hear there's going to be some food trucks. They'll have cocktails, music, and they will be featuring Pittsburgh's most creative independent vendors. That's what the description says. So it just sounded really nice.
They always have like a good mix of things down there, I feel like.
Yeah. It's a good time, and I definitely think with the weather getting nicer, it'll be an even better time.
Yeah, and during the day on Friday, they're kicking off some Earth Day events, too. There's a solar-powered food truck roundup at the convention center with a lot of the kind of the staple food trucks you see, like Oh My Grill and Nakama and Franctuary. And then in the afternoon, they're also doing a bluegrass concert in Mellon Square. Which sounds super fun. I love bluegrass.
Is the bluegrass also solar powered?
I didn't possibly. They didn't specifically note that, but maybe.
It sounds very earthy. Grass, you know.
They're happening around the same time, too, so you could get your food and walk over and enjoy bluegrass.
Sounds like a good Friday.
Yeah, totally.
And then we also have Spring Bling at the Assemble, which Assemble is a great organization that mostly concentrates on kids in the city doing different artsy creative projects, and they're in on Penn Avenue in the Garfield area, and they're doing their first 21 plus night on Friday. And obviously, since it's a creative outlet, you as a 21 pluser will be able to make different things, which is obviously awesome. And you'll also be able to do some eco-friendly stuff too, which I think goes with the Earth Day theme very well.
Wait, so if it's 21 plus, does that mean adult beverages?
And there will be adult beverages.
So you might be making some weird looking things by the end of the night.
You know, it happens, and that's okay.
That's inspiration.
Yes, I think that opens your mind.
Creativity.
Yes, absolutely. And Randita's vegan cafe food truck, which I didn't even know that they had a food truck, will be there. So.
Oh, yeah. I think they're also at the food truck roundup during the day, too, by the convention center.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
So many food trucks.
I'm pretty sure they're on the list. Huh. And are you guys Game of Thrones fans?
Uh-oh.
Sure. Yeah, the book's not the show, because I'm kind of snob.
Ugh. Yeah. I read the books, too, but I don't know. The show's pretty good. I feel like they, I don't know, do you feel like they do a good job?
I was way into the first season, and then I gave up after the second season. I thought, like, they diverged too far. There were too many
things. So you haven't been watching?
No, no. What are they on, like, six now?
Yeah, it might be six. Yeah, I have to think about it. But
so
yeah.
They've overtaken the plot of the books, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, which is all, well, I stopped at the beginning of the fifth, so it's been kind of.
Well, no, actually, I've been wondering this. Like, do I try to catch up? Do I pick up the recent episodes where you've got new narrative? Mm-hmm. Do I wait for the rest of the books to come out and finish those before I dive in? Because we're kind of diverging here, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it could be enjoyable to do both still. Because I feel like you can still enjoy the TV show, and then even though the TV show is really good, the books are still more in the books. So consuming both, I feel like, is enjoyable in different ways. So I feel like you could still do them both. But that said, the premiere is not till Sunday, but the Mount Lebanon Public Library is doing a Game of Thrones event on Friday night, which sounds super fun. They are going to have wine and mead tastings and medieval food, which I can only assume means turkey legs. I'm not sure.
Probably. Probably like a bird place, inside of another bird. That's like.
I was going to say that. Yeah, that place in Disney with turkey
hopefully
legs.
It's not blackbird pie or whatever.
People ate some weird Spoilers. Stuff in the Middle Ages.
Yeah. I don't know. If it's turkey legs, I can
Other
do that.
Other than mead. That's not weird.
Mead is, you're the brew guy.
So it's a
mead
little is, weird.
Is it?
Is mead everybody. Honey beer?
Yeah, it's made from, yeah. Fermented honey. It's
okay.
Typically very sweet, often very strong.
That sounds
Taste
right at my
it
little goes a long way.
Apis in Carnegie, if you want to
yes.
go back medieval, kick at
Ooh.
Medieval.
Good tip.
Yeah,
that's good
I know.
Know.
And it's by the library, or well, around-ish that area.
Yeah.
If you hop down to Carnegie. Yeah. And this is on Friday night, right?
This is Friday night from 7 to 9, and it's $20, and then the proceeds go to the library.
I have another Earth Day one. Just to end this, on Friday, they are doing an Earth Day celebration at Frick Park, and they're kicking off a whole weekend worth of events, but they're going to be doing an all-ages campfire under the stars, which sounds so much fun in Frick Park.
Fun.
Yeah, it's family-friendly, so they're going to start at 7 p.m. and go about till 9, but it sounds like a fun time.
The word campfire in my mind just s'more. This is what I hear.
Oh my gosh.
In my brain.
Totally. Mm. I mean,
I had that experience waking up this morning at, you know, at like 2:30, and there was a smell of like fire, campfire wafting in through the window, which I later found out was a huge, like, 3-alarm fire on the south side that smelling all the way across town. But
whoa, dang.
Yeah, I woke up wanting s'mores.
Well, you can have some on Friday night.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe
I don't know if I can wait that long, though, now that I'm thinking about s'mores.
We can rent.
We have to go make some.
We can run to the grocery store after this.
Me and my
mom. A coffee run.
Me and my mom used to. I was going to say, me and my mom used to do it over the stove.
Sure.
Yeah.
The gas stove. So.
You can do them in the microwave, too. They get really puffy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is like poor man's s'mores. So maybe just head to the campfire on Friday.
Keep it simple.
We also have a week's worth of events that actually kicked off this last Wednesday, but it goes until Sunday. It's called Full Time Pittsburgh. So the lovely dudes at Commonwealth Press kind of organized this with a bunch of other creatives in the Pittsburgh area. And it's a citywide collection of individually planned events that kind of highlight creative culture around Pittsburgh. So There's a bunch of different events you can check out. The Beer Barge, which I know is sold out, but a good time. Have fun if you're going on the Three Rivers.
Is the Beer Barge ever not sold out?
I know. I've never made it to the Beer Barge.
I will say that this year when I was perusing, they made it so that you could get tickets after the fact when they first released it. So they released a little bit more. So I had forgotten about it and then checked it maybe a day later, a couple hours later, and there were still tickets available. So they made it accessible for this year. So I think a lot more people got a chance to go if you weren't just hopping on the computer right away.
That's good.
But they will also be doing different events around town, a monster movie fest at Row House Cinema. I think this is really cool. They're doing a legalize eating. So Trevitt Hooper, which he's from Butter Joint and Legume, is going to be doing a dinner highlighting food politics, which I think is very cool. And then they're going to be doing a skate competition, which I haven't watched skating competition in like forever, so that'd be kind of cool to see. And an art show.
I thought maybe you were going to reference Skate the Fish, that's really popular at restaurants now. Who can make the best skate dish?
Oh,
you're talking about food.
No, wow, sure. That's a leap I did not make. Sarah.
Okay, skate is
that was
a very popular fish these days. Yes, and I'll be talking a little bit more about Designer Discard, which is another event on Sunday, in a little bit. I don't want to confuse everyone because we hop right into Art All Night.
Yeah, is Saturday. Yes. Art All Night, which is super fun. Have you guys been? Have you been, Josh?
No.
It's cool.
Anything with all night in the title.
You can go early because I'm not like a late night person, but I went early in the evening and it was pretty fun.
Yeah. And I did see a handful of kids roaming around with their parents too. And there's actually, I think they had some children's art on display last year.
Yeah, I think I remember that too. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before, but there was a Jonathan Taylor Thomas painting that really spoke to me as he was my youth dreamboat.
Painting of Jonathan Taylor Thomas or by JTT?
No. Oh my God, if it was by JTT, it would probably have
all these child stars go on to have some kind of other career. Why couldn't that be his?
Right?
Right?
So he kind of fell off the earth.
He's still in acting.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like directing and acting on Tim Allen's show sometimes. I don't know why I know this anyway. JTT forever.
It was like, I'm a millennial. Nostalgia is like really important to me.
So you saw a portrait that really spoke to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked they had a live graffiti art type of thing going on. So that was kind of cool. And the space is incredibly industrial because it's basically in an industrial kind of park in Lawrenceville. The hot tip I will share to everyone that everyone should listen to me about is if you don't live in Lawrenceville, take an Uber there because the parking is abysmal for this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. So definitely go, but absolutely take an Uber or a Lyft or a bike or a skateboard or a hoverboard or whatever.
Ride a skate fish.
Yes.
Down the river.
Yes. Yes. Kayak down the river to Lawrenceville. But it's a very cool exhibit/event. So check that out. 24 hours. You could go at 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. And during the day, Pedal Pale Ale.
Our friend Scott at East End hosting the Pedal Pale Ale keg ride.
Which Josh has done before.
Yes.
I did it. Yeah, I did it last year. Uh-huh. It was awesome.
Great. And you did not pedal the kegs, but you pedaled your kids?
I had one kid in the trailer and the other one was riding her own bike.
Okay. And a lot of fun.
So it's like so it's good for beginner bikers too.
Oh yeah. It's very slow. Everybody is very chill and you're going the speed of whoever is pulling the keg, like a, giant keg in a trailer. So that's not very fast.
That sounds like
it makes enough people that you're safe pretty much everywhere you go. It's just a huge crowd.
Okay, because it makes me a little nervous. I think I'm going to do it this year. I'm not necessarily an avid biker, but
I think you could do it. It sounds like you could
do it. It's key that you drink after the ride.
Right, which I would definitely do after.
But you definitely do drink then, so.
Yes. Yeah. And you go to a secret location. So it's a, I think, 10-ish mile ride.
They said 6 to 10, yeah.
and you go to a secret location. So
I just want to know what the mystery location is.
I have some ideas. I'm not going to say them, but I have some ideas of where it might be. This is just a guess. Scott has not told me, so I will see if I'm right after the ride. But you can register ASAP if you have not, if you're listening to this early on Thursday or Friday.
Because yeah, you cannot
sign up. It does sell out.
Yeah, and you can't sign up day of. You have to do it beforehand.
Yeah, so go do that now. And then also on Saturday from 1 to 10, it's the, I believe, first annual Oyster Fest down
in Homestead. I thought of you when I saw that.
I love oysters. I know. I ask Sarah every time if she likes oysters, and every time she reminds me that she projectile vomits. She
has. This is a specialized taste.
Well, yeah. I have a slight allergy, yes.
Yes.
Disgusting things happen when
I Well, if you have an allergy but want to go and get some food truck food or infused cocktails or 20-plus craft beers, then you can head down to Oyster Fest.
So they're serving oysters out of a food truck?
So Blue Dust is the...
Josh is looking skeptical right now.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to explain this. Blue Dust is a restaurant, a very great, highly rated restaurant in Homestead, right by the waterfront. They are the organizers of this. So I trust that they will be getting trustworthy oysters to be serving people. So there
okay.
you go.
Okay. Right, I'm reassured.
Good. Okay. And it's a free event. See, it says on the event listing, fresh oysters. So there you go. And then also on Saturday night, see, I told you I wasn't lying. We have a lot of events. Kablam, which is the Toonzeum's annual fundraiser, is a cause, not like cause, but a cause. Did you get
like,
that?
Like cosplay?
Yes, but okay. For a cause. Cosplay masquerade fundraiser. So you can come as your favorite character, but obviously you're going to be going for a cause, which is the awesome Toonzeum. If you've never been to the Toonzeum on Penn Avenue,
it's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Yeah. Definitely somewhere where you want to support in Pittsburgh because it's a very unique, very cool. Whenever I tell someone we have a Toonzeum, they're like, wait, what? A Toon?
It's exactly museum? What it sounds
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
But in fact, I think I've been there for the art crawl.
Yeah, they are open a lot of times during the gallery crawl.
The gallery crawl, yeah.
Yes. So they will be actually their honorary chair is John Fetterman. So you'll be able to maybe mix and mingle with him. I wonder if he'll go in character as someone.
In character as John Fetterman. Yeah,
probably. I know, probably.
Yeah, I think he might be a superhero, actually.
That is true. Well, superhero from Braddock.
So what's your costume going to be?
That's thinking a little deep.
Does it have to be a superhero? Could it just be any costume?
I think that I would want to be, let's take it back, but Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
I always really liked her.
Wow.
That's a good one. I've been Strawberry Shortcake before. Does that kind of fall in the cartoonish?
Definitely cartoon. Get away with that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Actually,
I don't think they'd turn you away for not specifically being a superhero.
Yelp did a Halloween party at the Toonzeum the first year I launched the Yelp Pittsburgh community, and I was Strawberry Shortcake, so I'd be repeating things again. So then to end the whole weekend, unless you have something else, Sarah?
No, that's – I think we're good on Saturday.
So Sunday, I'm rounding out. I'm at the end, guys. The end is
– Thank God.
Nigh.
Okay. And then we're all going to have to take off Monday just to recover.
I know. So as I was saying, Designer Discard, which is part of Full Time Pittsburgh, is at Commonwealth Press's – warehouse, which is back behind East Carson Street towards the river. The designers in Pittsburgh are pretty much going to be giving their discards to this show to sell, but these designers are very talented, so their discards are probably going to be pretty awesome still.
Yeah.
And so I've never been. I'm really excited. I'm going to go this year, and it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and free event, which is awesome, and you'll get to kind of roam around and check out all the discards, which honestly, like, they shouldn't call it, or well, discard is cool, but I mean, I'm sure they're going to be great things that I'm going to find for my home.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, so very excited. So lots going on this weekend. If you need a reference or a guide, I have just the place, yelp.com/events.
Yeah.
You can hit us up on Twitter at Yelp Pittsburgh.
And at 905WESA.
Yeah. And you both have individual accounts.
Or WESA Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And Sarah the Kovash, because Sarah Kovash was already taken.
Talking a lot about food, ice cream, pizza.
Always.
Et cetera.
Mm. A lot of pizza.
Yeah. And we'll celebrate all things Earth, et cetera.
Go Earth.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.